And now, here he is, Ed Sullivan!
My earliest childhood memory is seeing the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, and that was my introduction to rock and roll.
Never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now tonight...
I had been hearing my parents' music, you know, Sinatra right now, and some big band music. But
the Beatles.
When I heard the Beatles, there was just something that clicked.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
I remember playing a guitar, a cardboard guitar, soon after that. I was 6 years old, you know, and I remember my neighbor and I each had one, and we would be singing along, looking in the mirror, pretending we were in the band with the Beatles. And then when I was 8 and got a real guitar, I was really inspired to learn, and I knew within a few years, I knew that's all I was ever going to do, and it is pretty much all I've ever done. I'm John Tosco. I'm the founder of the Tosco Music Party, and I'm a guitar teacher at Tosco Music Studio. It's really not easy to pick a favorite song for anyone, and especially any Beatle fans to pick their favorite Beatles song, because there are so many, and they're all so different. But I chose Here Comes the Sun. It's such a beautiful little melody. It's played very high on the neck of the guitar. George used a device called a capo, which is a clamp that goes up on the neck of the guitar, and it makes it sound much higher. It's almost like a little music box sound. You know, there's hope, and you know, it doesn't look like the sun's about to come out. It's coming out, and there's something to be happy about. I'm always the glass is half full kind of guy rather than half empty. Actually, a lot of times I'm the glass is full kind of guy. You got to be happy when you hear that, right?